This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know this already that I don't think I even have to tell you again. But yes, it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who exactly the listeners are. Anyways, today's Thursday, October the 3rd of 2024, day 277th. Of the year, and only 89 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yes, hanging out with the friends over there, RadioBig.fm, because that is what they do. They hang out with us and give us a multitude of things to talk about, look at, and so on. Anyways, with that being said, if you're new to our show, we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. It's kind of the way that the layout of the land works. It's just kind of the way that we go about stuff. The reason behind it is for the following. Because we talk about this, this way we can come back and go forward and have stuff to talk about when we're interacting with our folks at our organizations, you know, conversation starters, if one may say it in that particular fashion, you know, some pop culture news, all that fun stuff, and that will get everything going for you. Anyway, so with that being said, if you want to interact with us, easy to do so, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So it's a simple process in regards of doing that. So there you go. There's some information in regards to what needs to be done. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, Fat Bear Week returns and a lottery winner keeps his winnings for good. Green Day gets banned and Rascal Flatts gears up to hit the road. Proud father Daniel Day-Lewis comes out of retirement, and his son is his directorial debut. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls and photos of Princess Kate, a most recent meeting with a younger cancer patient, make a splash. We'll talk about all of that stuff if you're so inclined to take a listen, of course, to take a listen to what the hell's going on. Anyway, so with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and start getting you into the news? Because I think that that's going to be importante. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. At least five people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Beirut. It's the first Israeli strike in the area as it targets Hezbollah. Israel's also promising to respond against the missiles launched against it by Iran on Tuesday. President Joe Biden says the US would not support retaliation that targeted Iranian nuclear sites. Alistair Burt, a former UK government minister for the Middle East, says he can't see an end to the violence in the immediate future.
Israel is making decisions in its own interests for its own security as it sees it and has done for a long time. There will be no ceasefire unless Prime Minister Netanyahu decides it is in his interests and the interests of the state of Israel. He doesn't need to listen to the United States so much at the moment. Other states in the region don't have the same leverage and influence.
US prosecutors claim Donald Trump resorted to crimes to try and overturn his 2020 election defeat. The filing claims he engaged in a private criminal effort to challenge the results. Donald Trump says it's a hit job and accuses prosecutors of egregious misconduct. Japan's Miyazaki airports reopened after a buried American bomb exploded, forcing the cancellation of more than 80 flights. Chris Gilbert reports from FSN Tokyo.
The dead World War II shell exploded on the taxiway of Miyazaki Airport in Japan's southwest, scattering asphalt over the tarmac. Video footage shows a black cloud of dust and debris shooting up from the ground just 2 minutes after an aircraft passed nearby. The taxiway was closed for an investigation after a hole 7 meters in diameter and 1 meter deep was found. That's 22 by 3 feet. The government confirmed on Wednesday a U.S.-made bomb was the cause of the explosion. Miyazaki Airport was formerly an airbase of the Imperial Japanese Navy and has often been affected by discoveries of unexploded U.S. bombs from World War II. Two unexploded shells were found in 2011 and another in 2021. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
FEMA's warned it may not have enough funding to make it through the rest of this year's U.S. hurricane season. The Emergency Management Agency says its resources have been stretched thin by relief efforts related to Hurricane Helene. Ira Spitzer reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said FEMA has enough money to meet its immediate needs, but warned that funding would run out if another major hurricane hits. The agency has been delivering supplies such as meals, water, and generators to regions in the southeast that have been devastated by Hurricane Helene, which made landfall last week. The storm has killed more than 150 people and caused massive damage. Earlier this week, President Biden said that he might request an emergency spending package from Congress for recovery efforts.
FSN's Ira Spitzer reporting from California. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at the switching off of Britain's last remaining coal-fired power station. It took place on Tuesday, bringing to an end the country's 142-year history of generating power by burning coal. The UK has now become the first major developed economy to turn away completely from coal as a source of energy. The power station at Ratcliffe-on-Soar had been operating since 1968, the shutdown part of the UK's climate change commitments announced in 2015, when coal was still responsible for 30% of the electricity generated in Britain. Sir Simon Lewis is a professor of global change science at University College London and says it's a pivotal development.
I think it's a very important moment that the UK has got out of the dirtiest fossil fuel for producing electricity. And I think we need to remember there's obviously the cultural significance of coal. The climate impacts are really large. Since 1882, we've had 4.6 billion tonnes of coal burnt in UK power stations. That's more emissions than most countries will produce ever.
Britain is aiming for net zero emissions by the year 2050 and plans to decarbonise its electricity sector by the end of this decade, moving more heavily into wind and solar generated energy. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, at least five people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Beirut. US prosecutors claim Donald Trump resorted to crimes to try and overturn his 2020 election defeat. Japan's Miyazaki airports reopened after a buried American bomb exploded, forcing the cancellation of more than 80 flights. And US agency FEMA says it may not have enough funding to make it through the rest of this year's hurricane season. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, magic indeed it is. Not because I'm in Orlando, because like the Orlando Magic, but I'm just talking about magic in general. Anyway, 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this terrible Tuesday. It's not really Tuesday, but it's Thursday. But you know what I mean around there. So a lot of stuff. So some people have already kind of commented. So let me go through some of this. Yeah, some things sound different because there's been a change in all of our equipment around here. So, yeah, that could be problematic for some. I get it. But, yeah, some change in the equipment. So that is why things sound a little different, if one may say so themselves, in regards to what's going on. So that's the high, that's the low, that is everything that's happening on. So, you know, they gave me the censor button because I guess that I'm too dirty when I say and all the other stuff that I say behind the scenes from time to time. So there you go. So yeah, we're back into this remote because apparently that's important. And you know, if you need to call in and you don't want people to know
who you are exactly, we got that set up for you right now.
You know, just the standard stuff, if one may say so. So there you go.
So a lot of stuff. Yeah, you know, it happens. It happens. They even give me a new camera view, which I think kind of sucks, but that's just my opinion over here. So there you go. But we'll get that all sorted out for you. You know, all the cool stuff, all the stuff that the cool kids do. So there you go. Anyway, so let's get into the news stories because that's going to be always the important portion. So the death toll of Hurricane Helene now exceeds 170, making it one of the deadliest hurricanes in American history. An estimated 1,000 people remain unaccounted for, and here is the latest recovery efforts. Up to 1,000 members of the 82nd Airborne Station in Fort Liberty, North Carolina, have been deployed to assist the National Guard members and and support the manpower and logistical capabilities, according to the White House statement. A private helicopter pilot conducting rescues and supply drops was threatened with arrest if continuing his heroic efforts by the local fire officials. The pilot reluctantly complied with the order when temporary flight restrictions was implemented near the area that he was covering. When it was raised again on Monday, he assumed his flights. No word who the official was on why they tried to wave off the pilot. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because if the dude's assisting, I mean, he's not doing anything wrong in regards of, you know, hey, I want to help out my fellow man in regards of what's happening. So do you look at it as a wrongy-yongy or do you look at it as, you know, he's doing his thing? So there you go. Also, the North Carolina Department of Transportation fears that two highway routes connecting the state with Tennessee will take months to repair, specifically I-40 and I-26 alternate routes. Near 400 routes remain closed due to flooding. So here's the thing. I mean, the question is going to become how many people end up going to Tennessee, because that's going to be an important question. If you don't go to Tennessee, I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter overall anyways. So just some stuff to think about as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, here's some other stuff that is going on. A man who defected to South Korea from North Korea over a decade ago apparently tried to hijack a bus and drive it over the border to return home on Tuesday. Okay. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the incident happened in early hours of Tuesday local time when the unidentified suspect ignored warnings from security personnel as he accelerated a stolen bus into a barricade on a bridge near DMZ, not to be confused with TMZ. The bus did not break through, and the man, who's in his 30s, was detained. Initial media reports suspect that he struggled to settle in South Korea. Seoul Unification Ministry reports that 30 defectors have ultimately returned to North Korea since 2012. I don't know. I mean, that gets interesting. Is there not, you know, was there not some other options? I mean, I get it, because I know that, you know, once you go, you can't supposedly come back. And if you're going to try to come back, there's a whole plethora of things that you're allegedly told to do. Yes, I understand. I'm just asking the question to ask, not asking the question because I'm serious, because apparently I'm never serious about anything. So there you go. So what do you think? What do you think on that one? I mean, it's kind of a clustery thing for sure, if you really think about it.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, classic blue jeans have never gone out of style, but fancier khaki pants may be out of favor. Levi Strauss & Co. is looking to sell off the Dockers brands entirely, despite Levi's sales showing a 5% increase in the third quarter. Sales year over year, his overall revenue was flat, dragged down by losses by Dockers. The khakis brand shows a 15% decrease in revenue year over year. In a very corporate speak statement, a rep of Levi says, "We believe that the exit of Dockers will allow both Dockers and Levi to independently operate and maximize each other's value independently." Meaning these stop bringing down our stock in regards of what we're trying to accomplish here, because it makes no sense in regards of what is happening. Just saying in regards of it. So there you go. So anyways, with that being said, let's continue hanging out, talking about some things, because why would we not do that? What else? The winner of the biggest jackpot in Powerball history will be able to hold on to his riches for good. Last year, a man named Jose Rivera sued winner Edwin Castro, arguing that he was a rightful owner of the winning ticket. A judge previously tossed the suit, arguing that Rivera had no obligation to secure his ticket against the theft, loss, and damage. Hold on. Yeah, no obligation. And destruction. Castro won more than $2 billion jackpot that amounted to around $628 million after prizes, taxes on a lump sum payout. This is according to TMZ. So I don't know. That's kind of a crazy one when you start thinking about it. Can you imagine two people arguing about, no, that is mine, no, that is yours, no, 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 no. I mean, you're going to think about that and go, okay. So there is a section on the back of a lottery ticket that you're supposed to sign it, referencing ownership of it. Something tells me that someone forgot to do that.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so I'm not 100% sure what this is, but we're going to talk about it because why would we not? Fat Bear Week is back. Voting is open for Alaska's Katami National Park and Preserve annual event, where fans picks its favorite among dozens of brown bears fattened up by it to survive for the long winter months. There is 12 bears on this year's bracket, with 8 facing off the first round and 4 receiving bites. to the second round. Voting ends on October the 8th. For the record, Grazer is a fierce mama bear and won last year's event, during which over 1.3 million votes were casted for it. So do you remember when the good old days of American Idol, where they used to have like websites of like vote for the worst? I'm kind of having that feeling there. You know what I'm saying? In regards of, well, why wouldn't you not just vote for the worst? Because that might be the general consensus of what some people might feel that needs to be done. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not picking here. I'm just bringing this up in regards of conversation starters. I mean, I have no horse in this race. I am just bringing it up. So there you go. Anyway, so with that being said, why don't we talk about some numbers real quick? The Dow increased by 39 points for sure.
Duh.
And to close at 42,196. On Wednesday, the S&P was flat on the day to close at 5,709. And the NASDAQ increased by 14 points to close at 17,925. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.19. And then Bitcoin continued to slide on Wednesday, just around $60,300. And there was more than 1,630 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, with about 50 such cancellations, give or take. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $108 million jackpot, or a $53.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's an opportunity to do so. No doubt about that.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Okay, so there you go, a pornographic video featuring Sean Combs, an even more famous high-profile person, is being shopped around Hollywood, according to Ariel Mitchell Kidd, an attorney to one of the music moguls of many accusers. This was in Atlanta, this was in its Atlanta home, and it doesn't seem like the person is looking into the video. To me, it doesn't seem like the person knows that they're being videotaped, Michelle Kidd explained via the New York Post. Meanwhile, toxicology reports where some of Combs' accusers show that they had cocaine, a horse tranquilizer in their system after a night of partying with him, a night where the accusers claim that they remember nothing after having one drink. And this is according to Page Six. So think about that. You go to a party. All of a sudden, boom, you don't remember anything after taking a drinky inky of one glass of whatever. And voila. People are claiming, people are saying, people are doing all kinds of fun stuff, saying that all these crazy things happened and you have no clue. Probably not the life you're looking forward to. And think about that. Who do you turn to if, when something like that happens? I mean, I'm just saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Dr. Mark Chavez pleaded guilty on Wednesday to conspiring to distribute ketamine in connection with the death of friend star Matthew Perry. He signed a plea agreement with prosecutors back in August, so the hearing was mostly, you know, just a formality. We're just trying to be formal. You know, having to wait almost 2 months for that thing, that's pretty interesting. Perry's assistant Kenneth Iwasama and friend Eric Fleming also pleaded guilty to their involvement to his fatal overdose last October, while two others in connection to the case, Dr. Salvador Plancencia and Jasmine Zaga, a.k.a. the ketamine queen, have pleaded not guilty. They will both go to trial in March. Even with the plea agreement, Chavez still faces 10 years in prison. 10 years. So what was the actual thing if he did not actually take the plea or didn't do the plea agreement? What was he looking to face there? Because that's going to be an interesting one as we continue to talk about a lot of that stuff. I mean, it gets weird. I mean, I don't want to be anybody's supplier of anything because that gets strange.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. With that being said, let's talk about the official, unofficial Taylor Swift guitar that a guy bought for $4,000 at an auction last week, only to smash it with a hammer on stage, is once again up for sale. The buyer donated the smashed-up guitar to the Texas nonprofit that was purchased from, with the intention of donating all the proceeds from the secondary sale towards supporting agriculture education for local youth. There is some back and forth on whether the guitar is signed by Swift. Her people say no, but the hammer happy buyer turned the seller says that it was signed via TMZ. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, is it important that it was signed? I thought it was one of her guitars. I mean, I was at a concert recently. This reminds me. And there was a signed guitar being sold by the artist. The artist, actually, it was an Aaron Lewis concert. Let's say what it was. $900. And here's the thing. I mean, I don't have a problem if you're going to spend that kind of money on memorabilia. You know, if you have that money and you want to spend it, knock yourself out. If the artist wants to sell that, that's not a problem either. But how do you know? I mean, is it a guitar that was ever played, or is it just a guitar that's there? And I mean, those are the questions that I run into right away because I want to have a better understanding of it. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if those things are important or not. Anyways, take a listen to this. Green Day has been banned from two Vegas-based radio stations after frontman Billy Joe Armstrong called the city the worst shithole in America during a show in San Francisco last month. The Oakland native issued the city with the city is that John Fisher, owner of the Oakland A's, is recloning the team there after almost 100 years of being in California. Listeners aren't quite on board with the bans of the songs being banned. However, with one person saying that the station banned every artist based on their opinion of matter, including politics, that quickly ran out of artists to play. For the record, the A's played their last game in the city this weekend. They will play in Sacramento until this new stadium is done in Las Vegas and is completely like, hold on, Las Vegas is complete, likely 3 to 4 season. This is according to Sky News. So hold on. You're looking at 3 to 4 more years before they actually get to go, and they're still in Sacramento. I mean, are going to be in Sacramento. Okay, that gets interesting.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on inside of the world here as we are hanging out, talking, and doing our thingo. No doubt about that. So as we're taking a look around and talking a little bit about everything, I'm starting to notice that we are relatively close to, you know, the 32-minute mark. No doubt about that. So with that being said, why don't we just go ahead and get into our story of the main of the story, because it sounds like a good time to do so right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some main story time, because it's always a good time as we get to do our story that becomes the main of everything that we have going on. And the reason that I say this is because of the following reason. If we're doing main story, that means that we should have a major subject to discuss. We should have a major situation of something that's going on. And let's talk about this weird thing that occurs from time to time, depending on where you are in the organization. So from time to time, we get this great opportunity to potentially, and I am using the word potentially, walk into the C-suite. And I'm talking about that they're going to give you a moment in time to be able to not, you know, I'm not going to say what you're angry about in the world, but they're going to give you that moment in time that they're going to tell you, you can talk about the things you want to talk about and maybe address some potential issues that you're seeing out there in the world. Now, I don't know if you've ever done one of these meetings, but number one, let's say, for instance, they tell you that they want you there at 10 o'clock in the morning to have the discussion. I have never been to one of these C-suite meetings that anything starts at time. That's been as an employee, a paid guest, a free guest, whatever you want to take a look at. I have never been inside of the meeting when they say that it's going to start. Now, I understand that the people inside of the C-suite have a lot of things going on, but it is very difficult to plan your day around this thing when you know that you're going to be stuck in something that you're not going to be able to escape right away. I'm just throwing that out there. So let's talk about that one real quick, just in case, because I don't want people to get pissed.
Duh.
But when you go to this, I would probably plan for whatever amount of time you have to, number one, be lessened, and number two, to make sure that you book enough time to know that you're not going to be there, or you're not going to get out as quickly as you think. So here's the gig. I will look at it from the standpoint of, once you know that those things and none of this other stuff has bothered you to this point, you're good. So as you continue forward with it, realize as well that you have very restricted amount of time to be able to have that conversation. And understand as well that if you start using what you and I will deem safety jargon, you're going to lose the people. You have to use fact-based information, meaning you're going to have to tell them what you want to say, but you're going to need to also use formats and forms and information that they can understand, that they can take a look at and go, okay, this makes sense to me. Because if you start using terms that they don't understand, they're not going to follow along. If you don't start using terms that they're, let's say, quote-unquote, familiar with, you're going to lose them. It's just the way that it goes. And I say this from the standpoint of this. If you want to maximize your time, this is the way to look at it. I know we were just talking recently about reporting to different people inside of the organization, operations, and all that other fun stuff. But this goes into the heart of some matters. This goes into talking about some of the things that most people won't talk about in regards on how this needs to be structured. And I have spoken to so many people inside of the C-suite that say that they don't mind the safety person being inside of there. They don't mind a safety officer having the discussion. But at the end of the day, what they're looking for as much as they are is that this person earn their stripes to be there. They don't want somebody to walk in with a free pass. And I get it. I mean, I understand some people's frustration. But then again, I also say we all kind of sign our own deals in life. So that's a whole other combo. So with that being said, as long as you know that it's going to take more time than what you originally planned in regards of waiting to get in, once you get in, you're going to have less time than what you think. You might have a good structure to be able to get that thing started. If you don't go in knowing both of those things, maybe all three of those things, it is going to become extremely difficult for you in regards of having a conversation with the people inside of the C-suite. I'm saying this to you because I'm trying to help. I'm not saying this because I want to be an asshole. I'm saying it from the standpoint of, understand that they will have limited time and possibly even a limited attention span. So know that you're going to have to wait and make sure to work quickly.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com for more information. Lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life.
Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness.
Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Never sounded this great. Radio Big.
Out here on the Rated R Safety Show. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. So we're getting to do our thing, no doubt about that. This right here is Higher Place and State by Beach Tiger. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. So there you go. Might want to give that a little streamer-emer action. Like to thank Beach Tiger for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Okay, so let's go ahead and get you back to the move and the groove of everything that we have going on. Thanks again to Beach Tiger for allowing us to play this, as previously stated, already. Anyways, with that being said, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you do that, that will get everything moving and grooving for you, no doubt about it, because here's what it's going to open up to. It's going to give you the opportunity of doing some things. It's going to give you the opportunity of taking a look of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. Listen, if you can't find what you're looking for there, there's also a section to recommend some suggested programs. Also some international resources if you're not here in the U.S., and then some scholarships that are available as well. You also have all of the immediate lines that are available, such as 741-741. That is a crisis text line. That's the one for the U.S. The one for the U.K. is 85258. The crisis one for Ireland is 50808. And then if you need the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, you can either call or text at 988. So there you go. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms and click on the section that says Find Help. So there you go. A lot of info, a lot of things to discuss, a lot of information, because that's what we do. We just cover everything that we can as we are talking. So take a listen to this. Cold, flu, and COVID were starting to pile up quite the list of medicines and needles needed to fight the respiratory infection. But someday soon, you may not be able to take care of three with just, or you may be able to take care with all three with one simple spray. American scientists have developed pee cans, a nasal spray that could shield us from a wide range of airborne threats, from everyday cold to pandemic-causing viruses. It's a big breakthrough, which is successful, that could also protect us from pneumonia-causing bacteria. The scientists from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston say that they even see vaccines that have played a crucial role into combating infections. We need new ways of protecting ourselves, and pecans uses drug-free formulation which works by trapping the respiratory droplets, immobilizing germs, and neuralizing them from preventing infection. I'd be happy if the stuff just worked, to stop hay fever, I'm just saying. And then my friend's neighborhood tip is these guys don't call it a vaccine, because if you do, well, you know this is going to get crazy.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, no one's disagreeing with you, my friend. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Are you going to be using anything anytime soon for this? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Like, I was recently at a pharmacy. I was picking some medication up because, you know, I just don't go hang out in pharmacies. And all of a sudden, I was asked if I wanted to get the booster shot for the COVID vaccine, and if I wanted to get a flu shot. I mean, that was the combo ask, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I was like, I have big plans this weekend. I don't really want to feel kind of if. So I don't know. Well, what is your general conception of it? I mean, I'm just asking.
I'm just asking because I want to know what you're planning on doing this year for it. Are you taking the flu shot and the COVID booster? I don't know.
Everybody has their own perception on how that should work, so you do you. I'm just asking to ask the question because that's what I do around here. No doubt about it. See, when you do the double thumbs up and the animation doesn't work, it looks really strange when you do so. So there you go. Anyways, 50 minutes past the top of the hour. Take a listen to this. Some young people who are looking for work are now being very clear about the urgent need for a job. Adorning their profiles with LinkedIn banners that reads desperate. The emblem, which serves as a frame around their profile pic, serves as the upfront notification that the person is probably willing to accept almost any position that the viewer might offer. Courtney Summer Myers, who created the emblem, points out that LinkedIn is a platform that's made for networking and connecting with people. So if you're in need, why would you not ask for help? Her original post launching her LinkedIn banner has garnered more than 400,000 reactions. But the mixed reviews, while some users say that they feel that for those who need to use it, others warn that employers may be wary about their hiring candidates who seem too eager. By the way, I probably had a bad idea to use the approach on your dating profile. So, you know, just saying, not a dating profile one to do. Desperate, probably not the way to go. I remember I used to hang out with a guy many, many, many years ago when I was in college, and he had a dream. And the dream was, you know, and keep in mind that not all these digital services were available back then, that he wanted to make a dating profile, or really a dating billboard. And all he was going to do is those giant signs that say available. He was just going to slap his face on it and say, hey, that he was available for people to know what was going on for sure. So that's something to think about.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Did they say that they don't know why I have a face for radio? Because that's just what I have. I mean, why else would I have that? I mean, there's no other indication for it, right? I mean, that makes sense, correct? I mean, I'm just slightly confused. Okay, so with that being said, 52 minutes pass. Let's get some John Smalls inside of our life because I think it is time to do that. So let's do it.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Patty. Sheryl Sandberg said, "When looking for a life partner, my advice to women is date all of them. The bad boys, the cool boys, the commitment-phobic boys, the crazy boys, but do not marry them. The things that make the bad boys sexy do not make them good husbands. When it comes time to settle down, find someone who wants to be an equal partner. Someone who thinks women should be smart, opinionated, and ambitious. Someone who values fairness and expects, or even better, wants to do his share in the home. These men exist, and trust me, over time, nothing is sexier." What a great quote. I agree with Cheryl, by the way. Some people think marriage is 50-50. It's not. It's 100-100. Have a great marriage.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.com.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. During worship on August 17, 2003, I found myself wrestling with the Lord. I sensed He wanted me to leave my home on Beaver Lake and return to the pastorate. Finally, I surrendered, telling Him I'd go anywhere He sent me. So what happened? Nothing. Nothing, that is, except I dreamed the same dream over and over for the next 7 years. Always in my dream, a church in crisis called me to become their pastor. Finally, May 2010, God's call came, and my dream became a reality when a church in Shreveport, Louisiana called me to be their pastor. Oh, did I mention they were in crisis? Lord, help us to wait on your timing. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. At least five people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Beirut. U.S. prosecutors claim Donald Trump resorted to crimes to try and overturn his 2020 election defeat. Japan's Miyazaki airports reopened after a buried American bomb exploded, following the cancellation of dozens of flights. And U.S. agency FEMA says it may not have enough funding to make it through the rest of hurricane season.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Oh, yes, stenchy-enchy, no doubt about that. So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date as I take a look real quick. Where do we want to go? Okay, let's do 2021. Tom Brady becomes the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards. He hit the milestone and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New England Patriots at Gillette Stadium 19-17. Saints quarterback Drew Brees previously held the title with 80,358. Kind of interesting that it doesn't list off on what exactly was the number that he hit, but hey, whatever. Guess that is not importante. If you're looking at some things that happened back, or not some things, if some days to celebrate today, National No Sugar Day, National Poetry Day, Bring Your Bible to School Day, National Wide Awakes Day, International Crumhorn Day, Mean Girls Day, National Boyfriend Day, National Techies Day, and Virus Appreciation Day. So there you go. A combination of things to celebrate if you are so inclined to do so. If you need a random joke for today, well, I have one of those for you, because why would I not? You're only young once. After that, you think up some other excuse. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is used to be expensive, but that actually pretty affordable now? TV, microwaves, cosmetic surgery, you know, that kind of stuff. Some stuff to think about. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 56% of people say that they will not date someone who isn't good at this. What is it? Driving. Yeah. Driving is a pretty significant, important thing for people in regards that someone has to be goody goody at. So there you go. Something to talk about, for sure. I mean, what do you think? Is that a deal breaker for you? I'm just asking. I don't know, because everybody has their little different MO and when it comes to those things. I'm just saying. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to what the hell we have going on around here, because it's always a good time when you and I get to hang out and do our thingo. So at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me, that's all the only place you have to go. If you want to stay here on Safety FM, you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. So there you go. So that's it. That's going to sum up our time. Let me give you some whack facts real quick. There are more than 40,000 characters in the Chinese script. When a waitress draws a happy face on your check, tip rise by 18%. When a waiter does the same thing, tips rise by 3%. Strawberry is the only fruit with its seeds on the outside. A soap bubble is about 10,000 times thinner than the average human hair. Cats have three eyelids, but mostly do not have eyelashes. Coconuts kill more people worldwide than sharks do. So just so you know, maybe we'll start having coconut week. That's for sure. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Every strike brings you closer to the next home run. keep that in mind as you're thinking about it. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.